Hi, my name's Tom Holbin, and welcome to this Tom Talk, topical and timely for listeners and who are, we've learned, friends, clients, employees, prospects, and just members of the community that listen to these from time to time. So thank you for joining us to begin with. But this talk might be most meaningful for people in the Seattle and Puget Sound area, particularly North Puget Sound. And it's timely because I've been asked to weigh in on sort of my opinions post machinists union vote on the Boeing 777X contract. And for those of you who are not familiar with it but interested in what something to do with Boeing might mean for the economy, it's certainly a national story, but it has tremendous impact around the Boeing plants where they do their assembly because of the high employment and all the related supply chain employment. And in this case, with the new type of composite wing they're going to bring to the 777, that makes it the 777X, there'll be some new technology and construction of new buildings involved too. So I'm going to take a little bit of a different angle on this, and rather than talk about whether the machinists should or should not have approved the contract, if you recall back in, I think, November, they turned down the offer by Boeing by quite a large margin, 67% voted no, that Boeing said would have guaranteed the project be committed to Everett and the Seattle area. And by turning it down, that opened it up to a competitive bid environment, and other communities began to put together their best packages. Somewhere in that process, Boeing and the machinists agreed that if the machinists' union could cause members to make take a second look at it and vote again, that Boeing, if that vote was favorable this time, would commit to building the airplane in the Everett, Seattle area. And so that happened, and by a 51% margin this time, it passed on January, I want to say, 6th here. So the real issue for the local community here is, how does it get into an environment where a segment of the employees of a critical business? You could argue that Everett is a company town in many ways, because Boeing really is the dominant net provider of jobs and value through those paychecks. Unfortunately, the wealth of the company in town, a point I'd like to make, is spread throughout the world in the form of shareholders who own shares in the Boeing company, which, by the way, are doing quite well these days. Where most company towns have the principal and the owners and upper management and the wealth that the company creates located in town and benefiting the town, a good analogy or example that might be Boise, Idaho, where J.R. Simplot figured out how to take Idaho potatoes and turn them into tater tots and French fries and sell more potatoes to the world through those innovative means than had ever been sold before, revolutionized the potato business, and but lived and resided and kept his wealth for the most part for quite a long time anyway, until the succession and generations behind him scattered around a bit, but much of that remained in Boise. So if you're going to be a company town, it's not all bad if you get the benefit of both sides, but in Everett's case, it really only sees the paycheck side. But it is a powerful, meaningful, huge amount of outside dollars from the purchase of airplanes on the outside of the community, bringing fresh new dollars in and then trading them around 8 to 10 times here. Most of the businesses that are in, many of the businesses that are in Snohomish County have an aerospace and Boeing connection of some kind, even if it's not till about the 8th or 10th time that the dollar gets traded. So there's no question that this vote really determined the economic future of a county that has about 1 million people in it. So you say, well, how do we get in a position where those machinists who are not supposed to be concerned with how their vote affects the broader community. They're really supposed to vote on a contract that affects their lives. How do their decisions affect us so badly? And so we can have a lot of discussion around management's position and the virtue or the challenges and the issues around unions, and you have a lot of arguments around that that really lead nowhere. If you're a business, a community leader, a caring citizen, a politician in Snohomish County or the regions around Boeing that would have been affected by this vote positively or negatively, you have to ask yourself, how do we get a position where one company can determine our future so much? And so that leads us very naturally to a discussion around diversifying the economy. And in my February column in the Herald Business Journal, a regional publication that I think you can Google and find at heraldbusinessjournal.com pretty easily, if you'll look for my column in February, I talk about this very subject. And the issue is not should. I think that question's been answered by going through this roller coaster ride with the machinists and what was at stake when people really recognized that Boeing's future may be limited in Everett if this vote went the wrong way. So that's not the issue. It's how do you diversify an economy? How do you leverage that which we have in the form of aerospace and take a look at the strengths that the community has and find ways to attract other industries? And one might argue, this is more opinion than anything else, but you might argue that the North Puget Sound, because of its connection to all of the technology-related industries in King County with the likes of Microsoft and the many startups, and now Google's there, of course, and you have Amazon. That's, you know, soft technology. That's technology that drives efficiencies into systems and processes around the world. And meaningful all by themselves, obviously, huge industries. One might argue that the North Puget Sound is the place where that kind of technology is leveraged into the making of things. What if the North Puget Sound's sweet spot is that it has the infrastructure, the people, and the culture to know how to make complicated things like airplanes? So we sort of ask ourselves, what other complicated things need to be made with leading-edge technology, things like composites, and depend on similar sorts of supply chains and labor talent and all that? Do we need to keep working on some issues that led us into this friction-like environment between the machinists and Boeing and the community and their neighbors and none of which should have happened, but it did. We need to work on that as a community. But the real solution, ultimately, is to never get a community into a position where something like that determines its future. And the solution to that would be to diversify the economy, and you do that with really literally a community-wide movement that involves more than just political energy. It involves the business community and ordinary people at every level. And it's maybe the gift of the roller coaster ride of the two machinist votes, and at least fortunately a good outcome for the community might be that it was a strong wake-up call. They have opened up a second 787 line in South Carolina after a very unpopular machinist vote in 2008, and they acted on that, and it's working. They put us to a vote, and the machinists came out with an answer, but we were very close to losing the 777X. If you're a business close to Boeing, that's a great concern to you. So diversification has to be top of mind, and that's got to be something that everybody in the community now recognizes is a necessity. Well, thank you for listening to this Tom Talk. I'll look forward to the next one. Bye-bye.